I do not know of any surgical procedure other than maybe a burst appendix where you go to the doctor and they say, we're taking you to the operating room right now. I've had several surgeries. You meet with the doctor and they'll do tests, and then they schedule the surgery, and it might be 3 weeks later, and it might be 6 weeks later, or sometimes it's 3 and 4 months later. The abortion service is not a medical procedure. It's a surgical procedure, but they want to rush the woman in, get her in there, make that abortion decision, get it all taken care of before she has a chance to change her mind. That's why they don't like the waiting periods, because they really don't want her to think about the procedure. If you talk to people who have worked in abortion facilities, they know that their job, once a woman walks in the door or even just makes a phone call, their job is to get her into that facility as fast as you can, answer every question that she's got in a way that makes her think that the only thing that she can do is to get rid of that child. Their job is to get her through that door and get that abortion done before she can change her mind. Because she might just change her mind, she might meet someone that says, hey, I'll help you with that. That's lost revenue for them. They're looking at the bottom line. This is all about money.